107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Something new with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. That means we have Emily Chandler on the line. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Jamie.
Emily, it's good to a chat. Now, it feels like it's a kind of back to winter, but we have something very special, something new that's happening with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority with regards to two of the conservation areas.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are introducing a new extended spring season at Fanshawe Conservation Area and Wildwood Conservation Area, and these kick off on April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Yeah, no fooling.
Exactly, and run until April 30th.
Okay, so obviously, I mean, we've talked about the extended fall season, but this is new for a spring season, so obviously there is a demand or a need for something like this.
Yeah, definitely. So we saw this through the pandemic, really increased use in our parks, and we heard from people that they would like to see our season extended. So we did that for the first time, as you mentioned, in the fall, and it went so well. We've decided to do it in the spring, too.
And I know we will be getting some spring weather. That is on the way. But how's it working for this extended spring season, if you will?
So the gates will be open April 1st from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and they will be open daily. This also means we'll have staff on site, access to our trails, and it also lets us, weather permitting, of course, have access to our reservoir for canoeing and kayaking, and then all the boat launch and all of the day use areas. And also, for people planning a trip, we will have washroom facilities available, too.
There you go. That is good to know. So there's like a reduced vehicle day pass for this?
Absolutely, yeah. So for a vehicle up to four people, the fee is $10 for the day. And then people who are walking or cycling in, it's a day pass fee of $5.
I think this is just a terrific idea, and this is available at Wildwood, of course, nearby, and also at Fanshawe, because as you said, the fall extended season was so popular, and my goodness, when the spring weather comes and the weather does get better, Wildwood becomes a popular area even for just for walkers and hikers, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So it's a gem right in our neighborhood, and like you said, when the weather improves, which I know it will, we will start seeing tons of people out there enjoying the conservation area.
All right. And I understand visitors can also purchase a 2024 season pass mirror hanger. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. And that provides you with access through both the extended season and our regular camping season. So that's an incredible value.
Yeah, no kidding. So this is great news. New extended spring season with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Of course, that includes Wildwood. And for folks that have never had a chance to get out to Wildwood Conservation Area, Emily, what a great invitation for something like this.
Yeah, I think once you're at Wildwood, you've such a huge area there that you can kind of pick off different parts of the PA to enjoy each time that you visit.
Well, absolutely. So what's the best way to get details? Certainly on social media and the website, too?
Yeah, the website. So go to wildwoodconservationarea.ca and all of our info is there.
Or, of course, at thamesriver.on.ca. Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. And, Emily, just before we let you go, are trees still available for tree power?
They are, Jamie. So they are still up for sale, and we have Stratford Tree Power trees available for pickup. That day is Saturday, April 13th.
Yeah.
Lots of, we still have all species available, all eight species, so great trees to pick up, and only $25 each.
Yeah, you can't beat the price on that for sure. So that's good to know. Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Get yourself to Wildwood, get these passes, and enjoy. Emily, thanks for all the details.
Thank you, Jamie.